WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. D.C. police have charged a Prince George's County man with first-degree murder in the death of a popular yoga teacher and actress whose Christmas Day disappearance set off a region-wide search. 29-year-old Adrian Johnson of Upper Marlboro was arrested after the body of 46-year-old Tricia McCauley was found in her car in the early morning hours yesterday in Georgetown. Authorities say an autopsy showed that McCauley had been strangled to death. The world is reacting with sadness to the death of actress Carrie Fisher, who died yesterday at age 60.
As word of Carrie Fisher's death spread, tributes began pouring in from fans and celebrities. One after another, Fisher's Star Wars co-stars issued statements of mourning. Actor Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, releasing a statement that read in part, quote, "This is downright heartbreaking. She was our princess." Harrison Ford writing, quote, "Carrie was one of a kind. Brilliant. Original." Those sentiments of mourning and appreciation echoed by fans.
You know, Carrie Fisher will always live on.
I'm Reed Binion.
A defected North Korean diplomat says new administrations in the United States and South Korea could give Kim Jong-un an apt time to develop nuclear weapons. That defector says Kim Jong-un has no intention of giving up his country's nukes, even if offered a big pile of money. Reacting, Georgetown University professor Victor Cha, who's also with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think this regime has made its singular purpose to perfect a long-range nuclear missile that can reach the west coast of the United States. That and the survival of the regime are simply the two things that this leadership cares about, and nothing else, really.
Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to deliver a final policy speech on Mideast peace today at the State Department. An Israeli minister is already criticizing the planned speech, saying it will limit President-elect Donald Trump's ability to set his own policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A security scare at Trump Tower last night triggered a sharp Twitter exchange, but this time not involving Donald Trump himself.
A suspicious package turned out to be a bag of children's toys, prompting police to evacuate the lobby. The incident triggering a back and forth between Trump's team and the New York City mayor's office over the millions of dollars being spent to protect Trump Tower. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer tweeting, "Back to work here at Trump Tower after a false alarm. Thanks, NYPD." That led Eric Phillips, spokesperson for New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, to respond, "No problem. We'll send you the bill."
Correspondent Joe Johns. Well, 2016 turned into a transformative year for some of the region's busiest roads.
This has been talked about for over 30 years.
And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe said things are finally happening on 66 as they start putting tolls in.
This is the most congested road in the United States.
270 in Maryland can't be far behind, where Governor Larry Hogan offered $100 million to the best congestion-reducing idea.
It's not what I want to see. It's what the best ideas are. We'll figure that out when we get the proposals.
Those plans should be out next month. Hogan said they will not involve tolls, though.
It's not something we've been talking about now.
If you take that off the table, then you're left scrambling for dollars. Less can happen.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner's asked the governor to get serious about fixing 270. A little bit south of Memorial Bridge has seen better days. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine took a tour.
Rust on the major beams, a tremendous amount of concrete crumbling.
National Park Service threatened to close the bridge in 5 years, but Congress found some extra money to start fixing it. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,945. The NASDAQ at 54.87. Sports, the Caps take their third loss in four games, losing to the Islanders. College basketball, Maryland gets its sixth win in a row. Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards host Indiana tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We're talking about the news.
Michael Savage.
This is the number one issue of our time.
Weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m.
You learned it first right here on the Savage Nation
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars for K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. ValleyGuns2, that's the number 2.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. The water main break in Alexandria. It's Vermont Avenue between Hudson Street and Gordon Street in Cobb. The road is closed. In Arlington, South Frederick Street at Columbia Pike, there's a crash. The police and fire department on the scene. This involves a pedestrian. Now, to Maryland and Rockville, Neville Street between Randolph Road and Old Georgetown Road. There's a fire. All lanes are blocked. In Greenbelt, Kenilworth Avenue in both directions between Cherrywood Lane and 495. Road work blocking the right lane. And in Howard County, Columbia, Broken Land Parkway at Route 29. There is a crash there as well. Mass Transit on or near schedule. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 47. Tonight, down near 36, at least in and around the Beltway, there might be some mixed precipitation late, especially west and north. But then all rain, and then rain ending early tomorrow. Some sun later, 49 and a little breezy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Warrenton, 36 in Bowie, 40 degrees in Washington. Jerusalem cancels a vote on settlement construction. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Sheriff David Clark out of the great state of Wisconsin talk about this rise in urban crime over the weekend, Chicago and other major cities, plus these brawls at malls that are happening. David Clark coming up at the bottom of this hour. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant of the United States Marine Corps, sitting in for Brian Wilson this morning. Good to have you, Jesse Jane.
Good morning, Motivators. It's exciting to be here, and I'm glad you're all on the road listening to us.
And we love having you on, Jesse Jane, to talk about veterans issues and issues with national security and issues that are facing our men and women who are fighting overseas
right,
on our behalf
duty.
And on
struggles.
Behalf of freedoms. And to help participate in that conversation, I'd like to bring in Carl Higbee. Carl Higbee is a Navy SEAL and also speaks out on this and many other issues. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you as well. Listen, I know that you were part of the, I don't know if you were part of the campaign, but you were an outspoken advocate
yes.
in favor of Donald Trump as the new Commander-in-Chief, were you not?
I was one of his first surrogates on day one. So, and then I joined the Super PAC, Great America PAC, probably about 6 months prior to the election.
So I would love for you to sort of talk about what you think life is going to be like in 2017 for men and women who are serving right now, especially since you're a SEAL and so much of the combat work that we're seeing in Iraq and Afghanistan is driven by special forces, by special operations. What's the biggest difference Donald Trump will make as Commander in Chief?
You know, first and foremost, our armed forces in large part are losing faith in the current administration. They don't believe that they have that Obama has their back. They don't believe that the mission is really out for the best of the country anymore. They don't have any faith that what they're doing over there is worth their time and effort. So I think the biggest thing you see with Donald Trump, and I've made this analogy before, is remember when Donald Trump took Corey Lewandowski's back with the Michelle Fields issue. Do you remember that?
Mm. Yes.
So, for those of you guys who don't remember, Michelle Fields, a reporter, accused Corey Lewandowski of assaulting her. And Donald Trump, instead of like most politicians where they fire the guy immediately and distance themselves, Donald Trump says, "I'm standing by my guy. Until you prove him guilty, mm-hmm. I got back." And the U.S. military sees that in Donald Trump, and that's why they came out in overwhelming numbers for him, is because they want somebody who has their back. Second, when Donald Trump builds a building, he knows how many floors, how many people, how long it's going to take, what's it going to cost. He understands goals. Now, the Obama administration doesn't. So when when we go into this war, if we stay present in the Middle East, if we stay present in certain areas, our troops know, myself included, Jesse, I'm sure you know the same, that Donald Trump is going to set a goal. He's not going to mess around. There's not going to be politics. He's going to get the job done. And that's what our troops like.
Hey, good morning, Carl. So glad that you could join us. I would like to know, what are your friends saying that needs to be changed on the rules of engagement? Because on Twitter, I am constantly hearing how our forces cannot engage with the enemy, and it's really deteriorated our productivity and capability to win at anything in the Middle East. What do you expect and what do you hope for?
Well, 100%. Just you and I discussed this ad nauseum on the campaign trail together in, I don't know, six or seven states. The fact is that you have a number of people making these bureaucratic decisions about whether troops can or can't use force that have never set foot on a battlefield. So if you know, Donald Trump is not a warmonger. He doesn't want to go to war. But if he does, you can rest assured that we are going to win. And we're going to win on our terms, not someone else's terms. You have to take the shackles off. And look, tragedies are going to happen at war. But then again, it is war. War is not pretty. We can't fight our war on their terms.
You know, I feel like in this town, in Washington, D.C., there are people of all stripes and colors who were either incredibly enthusiastic about Donald Trump as commander-in-chief, or many conservatives and Republicans who, although they didn't want Hillary Clinton to have that title, they were wary about Donald Trump's experience, about his temperament, and about his ability to manage our U.S. military as commander-in-chief. But all of them, every single one of them I've talked to a man, Carl, they've all said General Mattis, as Secretary of Defense, is a grand slam home run. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
He is. I mean, we've assembled the dream team of national defense here. We have General Mike Flynn, who is just an absolute... I have such respect for this guy. I've spoken to him on a number of occasions. And he is so methodical about his thinking that, I mean, we haven't had someone in his position that is willing to actually say the things that might not be politically popular, but are in the best interest of the United States of America. General Mattis, right after him, this guy is respected up and down the chain of command. And my favorite quote about him, and Jesse, I'm sure you look up to this guy as you were a Marine, is that engage your brain before your enemy. And that, to me, is such a telling sign of a guy. Most commanders out there who don't understand the war dynamic or something like that, they don't say stuff like that. They say, oh, you know, like, think about the paperwork or think about this. This guy wants you to think before you use your gun. And,
yes.
And the military has not always exactly pushed people to be free thinkers. General Mattis wants people to be free thinkers, not robots, and that's what's going to help win this war.
Yeah, he trusts his non-commissioned officers and his staff non-commissioned officers to make good decisions and not micromanage. And I think, you know, for career Marines like myself, that is a breath of fresh air. One of his other quotes, and I may botch this a little, was something to the effect that the greatest 6 inches are between your ears, because he wants men to recognize that their brain is a bigger tool than anything they have that they want. He wants them to think things out. And yes, it's a provocative statement, but people remember those provocative statements.
Yes, they do.
You know. So, what about General Kelly? What's your thoughts on him?
Well, so I don't know General Kelly too well, but I'm really looking forward to see some of the things coming out of him. I think he's another guy who, you know, quote, gets it. You know, that you can't win this war on PCBS, and that you have to continuously push forward and out innovate your enemy. I mean, that's one of the biggest things right now that our troops are lacking, is we're not out innovating anybody. Our special operations forces are using night vision and gear that is sometimes 10, 12 years out of date.
Yeah.
Because they won't think outside the box, out innovate our enemies, and they're just reading off a manual. These are guys who are not going to read off the manual. These are guys who are going to go to the battlefield, see what needs to be done, flatten the chain of command, and get the right gear to the right guys so they can complete the mission.
At the same time, Carl Higbee, many people would agree that despite the fact that we should be upgrading our equipment and getting the best possible weapons in the hands of our fighting forces, we also have a whole lot of waste over at the Pentagon. What do you make of Donald Trump's appearing to emphasize budgetary issues and where we can fix things at the Pentagon? There's a whole lot of money wasted over there, isn't there?
There's a ton of money wasted, and the problem is there's bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy. And the way this happens, for you know, those of you who are listening who don't understand it, within the military, within the DOD and the Pentagon, things like that, people get promoted. And once you reach a certain level, there's nowhere to promote you to because all the positions are filled. So instead of like a regular for-profit company where you would just say, sorry, there's nowhere to promote you to, you're not getting promoted, they create additional commands that these people can then be promoted to.
Exactly.
They backfill those with people who then need to be promoted, and the bureaucratic machine grows exponentially. And the waste and fraud, I would even say fraud at the Pentagon, has been attributed to this large bureaucratic chain. I've talked to some of these people, and they are liaisons for liaisons. So we could greatly trim down the fat at the Pentagon. And also, people say, well, the military and the DOD is at the smallest size ever. Look, technology has outpaced the need for manning, and I understand that you do need an occupiable force. But at the same time, we have technology that supersedes anything. 100 years ago, it took 30 people to load one gun on a battleship. Now one guy pushes a button. So when people say that the forces are physically shrinking by manpower, I'm okay with that as long as we keep up on the technology, but we're not doing that.
Carl Higbee, thank you for joining us today, sir, with a preview of the new look for the military, possibly under this new administration.
Thank you,
and happy
Carl.
New Year to you, sir.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
It is 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the five. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we had a crash on the southeast southwest freeway westbound right near the Navy Yard. That has been cleared. 66 eastbound, the off-ramp to Nutley Street. There's an accident with police and the fire department on the scene, and the ramp is blocked. In Rockville, Neville Street between Randolph Road and Old Georgetown Road, we have fire department activity blocking all lanes. And 270 southbound between 121 and the Beltway, it's a 22-minute trip. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors list. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now the 105.9 FM, AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 47 degrees. And then tonight, things are going to get interesting. It's going to rain overnight. And in some places, we could see what they're describing as winter precipitation. Yeah, you know what we're talking about. It could be some snow. It could be some frozen rain. It's mostly going to be in the north and west areas of Washington, D.C. The overnight low here at Reagan Airport is going to be 36 degrees. But certainly out where you live, it's going to get colder. So look out as that precipitation could turn icy and snowy. And then tomorrow we'll start the day with some rain. But then that'll end in the morning. And we'll have some sun in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 49 degrees. But we will have rain in the morning, 90% chance. Right now it's 47 degrees, 818 on WMAL.
And I also think we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other.
Oh, honestly.
Let the other side do the yelling.
It just makes you want to laugh.
I mean, it's just ludicrous on the face of it.
Honestly, what will we do, Jesse Jane Duff, in 2017 without Hillary Clinton to talk about and have fun with, as they say?
What are people going to tweet about once President Obama and Hillary are gone? Because honestly, we've been slamming them and it's over. And we've been having a lot of fun at their expense. I will say that.
The reason I raise this question is because maybe it's not completely over for Hillary Clinton, at least in terms of her legal troubles. There's a lot of pressure on incoming Attorney General Sessions and President-elect Donald Trump to pursue criminal charges against Hillary Clinton with regard to the email servers and potentially top secret classified information.
Oh, please, Allah.
That's ridiculous.
But it turns out that whether Donald Trump and the Justice Department move forward with anything with that regard, it's not going to keep Hillary Clinton completely out of legal troubles because we've got an appeals court right now over a civil suit that Judicial Watch has brought up that has overturned a decision that a judge made last year that basically threw out Judicial Watch's lawsuit. Let's start at the beginning. This email server although it was completely outside the bounds of our federal government's rules and regulations and the law, setting aside whether there were classified information kept on it and sent and received on it or not, you don't even need that to rise to the level of violating federal law. She wasn't supposed to do it. It violated laws with regard to our FOIA requests because mm-hmm. many organizations, many individuals, many media outlets asked for emails with regard to Benghazi, with regard to the Clinton Foundation, with regard to anything, all during the first term of the presidency, of Obama's presidency when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and they got hardly any emails from Hillary Clinton. No emails. No, what the heck?
Right.
Then when the server was discovered, it's like, oh, well, that's why. Because they've been shielding all of her emails
yes.
off of the government server. So Tom Fitton, the man who runs Judicial Watch, put together a civil lawsuit suing the State Department for doing this and demanding that the emails are released. Of course, we didn't get the emails until another 4 years later. But when the State Department last year started trickling out these emails, a judge said, okay, well, this lawsuit is now moot. We're going to throw it out. Well, that was appealed, and yesterday a appellate judge said, no. Nah, just because the State Department finally decided after the fact to trickle these emails out little by little during the election year, that doesn't make this lawsuit moot. In fact, it proves that there was a deliberate attempt to keep this information from the public, which is a violation of the FOIA laws. And so Judicial Watch's lawsuit will go forward. And there may be major repercussions and penalties, not just against Hillary Clinton, not just against the State Department. But let's be clear. This is the Obama administration. It's happening under their watch. You know how transparent they are, Jesse James.
I hear sarcasm.
Yeah. And
sarcasm,
so this is moving forward. And we can't lose sight of the fact that even if there are no criminal charges, Hillary Clinton still has to answer for this. And if it's Judicial Watch that puts the pressure on and makes sure that she answers for it, then all the better, I suppose.
I think it's fabulous because the appeals court must recognize that this is still an unresolved case. And just because she didn't win the presidency doesn't eliminate criminal allegations that could potentially be there. Judicial Watch has been very persevering. I've worked with them in the past. Mm-hmm. I admire their capacity and tenacity to persevere through this.
Well, you know, it could be when she's finally put under oath and she has to take the stand and she has to explain why she ended up choosing to have this this private email server and circumvent the FOIA laws as well as other laws that dictate these issues with regard to federal records. It's possible she'll just say, I honestly don't know why we did that. I was just tired.
Feel no ways tired.
Oh, wait.
I come too far from where I started from.
Maybe the tired defense isn't going to work there since she is, in fact, no ways tired.
She'll say she doesn't remember.
It's 8:23 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Hey, you know, if you've got a flex spending account right now, take a look at the calendar. Dude, it's December 28th. Don't let that money go to waste. You have to use it up over the next couple of days or you're going to lose it. So I'm urging you right now to schedule a virtual physical or heart scan. The heart scan right now is offered at $199. I bet you've got that much in your health Flex Health account. The technology is amazing, and it can literally save your life or the life of a loved one. The scans can spot small tumors, blockages, aneurysms long before you feel any symptoms. Listen, I've had mine, and I can tell you from my experience, they're quick, they're painless, and, boy, affordable. $199. Come on. Call 301-984-90. Schedule your appointment this week. Not a day goes by where the doctors at Virtual Physical don't make a positive difference in someone's life. 301-984-9009. This is the call that could save your life. $199 for a heart scan that can save your life, all while using your Flex spending account. Before that money goes to waste, it's a no-brainer. VirtualPhysical.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. He needed a team of of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Averitt Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Averitt is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Averitt a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.averittcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, there's an accident on the Beltway's inner loop at the Eisenhower Avenue connector. The police have pushed it over to the shoulder, but be careful nonetheless. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Police and the fire department on the scene. The exit ramp is also blocked. Water main break still a problem in Alexandria, Vermont Avenue between Hudson and Gordon. The road is closed. And in Arlington, South Frederick Street at Columbia Pike, we have a crash. Police and the fire department on the scene there. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've started to bring temperatures down a bit today. We're seeing a few high clouds, a clear sky early with a northwest breeze and sunshine this afternoon. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 degrees, 8:26 on WMAL. Jesse Jane Duff, what's your favorite cereal? Do you have a favorite cereal? Do you like dry cereals? Do you like?
I like Cheerios.
Cheerios. Everybody likes Cheerios. Everybody loves. Everyone likes Cheerios.
Am I supposed to like another cereal?
So you can like. I'm partial to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I haven't had it in a long time because it's just
Cheerios
all
dry.
All
I can eat Cheerios with milk, without milk.
All right. So here's the thing. The question is, have Cheerios jumped the shark here? You say, at first you had your Cheerios, and that was fine, and that was all good, and you could add a little sugar if you wanted just to sweeten it up. All by itself.
Uh-huh.
Then they did the Honey Nut Cheerios. And I was skeptical of the Honey Nut Cheerios. But Honey Nut Cheerios are great. In fact, if I remember right, we do this every year about what's the most popular cereal. I believe Honey Nut Cheerios actually has now surpassed.
I like Honey Nut
your
Cheerios
regular
too.
Cheerios,
yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
So Honey Nuts seem to be bad. But now they're a little out of control. Introducing the very latest Cheerios flavor, Very Berry Cheerios.
Sounds like lipstick.
I don't want any Berry Berry. I don't need lipstick in my Cheerios. Apparently, they say it's flavored with real fruit. Then when you look down the list, you see that they're using powders from strawberries, cranberries, blueberries, and raspberries to flavor the Very Berry Cheerios. There will be no artificial colors or flavors. It's going to be gluten-free, and I'm not going to go for it. What about you? Are you on board for Very Berry Cheerios?
Well, I've got to try it. It sounds like lipstick or a fabulous nail color or, you know, a pedicure.
You just made it sound like the most feminine cereal in the history of mankind.
It didn't help.
8:28 on WMAL.
You know, back when you bought your current home, chances are it was the biggest purchase you had ever made. And now that you've made the decision to sell, take my advice and call Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar for your home. You see, any local agent can hold an open house. But Frank already has the buyers lined up, and his aggressive marketing system gets homes sold faster and for an average of 8% more than other local agents. Greg was retiring and needed to sell his million-dollar home in Old Town Alexandria. Frank marketed to his list of qualified buyers, and it sold within 3 weeks for full asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up, what's going on with these brawls we're seeing pop up at malls across America and the rise in urban crime over the holiday weekend in cities like Chicago? Is the crime problem getting worse in America, and what can be done at the federal level to fix it? Sheriff David Clark of Wisconsin will be our guest next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to deliver a final policy speech on the Middle East today at the State Department.
He'll deliver a speech today outlining a two-state solution and vision for peace in the region as a whole. That would include Syria, where Kerry has been stymied by Russia's involvement in the civil war to help strongman Bashar al-Assad. It is a parting statement from Kerry, one that could be overwhelmed by President-elect Trump's strong favoring of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in the recent dispute. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Syrian activists say at least 20 civilians may have been killed in an airstrike on an ISIS-held village. Several unknown warplanes bombed that village last night. An Upper Marlboro man remains in jail in D.C. this morning, charged with murder in the death of a popular yoga teacher. 29-year-old Adrian Johnson was arrested after police found the body of 46-year-old Tricia McCauley in her car early yesterday. A brief security scare at Trump Tower.
The Trump Tower in New York was briefly evacuated last night while the president-elect was in Florida. New York police say a suspicious package that turned out to be a bag of toys caused a security scare. The false alarm highlighting a battle over who will pay to protect Trump and his family in New York City, which the mayor estimates to be around $35 million since he was elected.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Starting New Year's Day in Maryland, you can apply online to buy a regulated firearm. Right now, buyers have to fill out paperwork by hand and submit it through a gun dealer or state police barracks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,945, the NASDAQ at 5487. Sports, the Islanders beat the Caps. College basketball, Maryland wins. Howard loses. College football in Annapolis. Wake Forest beats Temple in the Military Bowl. NBA, the Wizards take on Indiana at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. On the inner loop of the Beltway at the Eisenhower Avenue connector, we have a crash on the shoulder now. Police on the scene. 66 eastbound Nutley Street, there's an accident. Blocking the right lane, the police and the fire department there. The exit ramp is blocked. The 66 eastbound between Business 234 and the Beltway. It's a 46-minute trip. 25 minutes more than it should be. Eastbound 66 from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, it's about a 35-minute commute. Very slow here. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with sunshine in the forecast for the morning. Dry drive in, dry drive home. 47. Tonight, near 36. Some spots might see some frozen precipitation, some sleet or wet snow, west and north especially, before it quickly changes to rain tomorrow. That rain ends early. Some sun in the afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Alexandria, 36 in Gaithersburg, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 8:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I am Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant for the United States Marine Corps, sitting in for Brian Wilson, who is on vacation. Good to have you, Jesse.
Good morning, motivators.
And Merry Christmas, Happy
Merry
New Year,
Christmas.
And all that stuff. It was a Merry Christmas, except the headlines coming out of this holiday weekend and in cities like Chicago were depressing and disturbing, to say the least, as over 60, I think what the final count was, 67 people shot in Chicago, over 11 people killed. Violence, major urban violence popping up on what is supposed to be a quiet holiday weekend.
Right.
And we're seeing this trend often, and American people want to fix this problem. We are at our wit's end. We don't understand why it continues to happen. And we like to turn to people who seem to have answers. Sheriff David Clark is the sheriff of Milwaukee County in Wisconsin. And Sheriff Clark, you seem to have some answers on these things, so I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you, sir. So I don't know if you can sum it up in a nutshell, but when you look at that kind of outbreak of violence and death in Chicago, what first comes to mind? I know a lot of people in this town, they say, oh, there's too many guns. So, what do you say?
Well, this isn't a gun control issue. The left will always try to make it that. This is a human behavior issue. But the thing that's most stunning to me is the lack of a sense of urgency coming out of the White House, coming out of Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice. They see the cop as the enemy instead of the criminals. They've been consistently going after police departments with these crazy consent decrees. They have been attacking the character, the honor, the service of the American police officer instead of going after the criminals. This is easy to fix. We've done it before. We had record levels of crime reduction all across America in major cities, including Chicago, New York, L.A., Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., the Federal District, when we did what works. We got away from what works. That's what the problem here. We just have to do what we've done in the past. We don't need any new creation. No more crazy ideas out of academia, some inane social engineering program to try to rehab criminals and all this other nonsense has to stop. We have to go back to using jails and prisons as an effective crime control tool. As we sit here and talk about this, President Obama has commuted the sentence and pardoned more people just in the last 6 or 8 months and during his 8 years than any other president. So, you know, this is not that difficult. But, of course, the way that I talk and what I want to do right now gets a lot of resistance from the left who's gone soft on the criminal element.
Good morning, Sheriff. My question to you is, you've had dialogue with Donald Trump on these topics. What do you feel that he will make first as a big impact to help situations like in Chicago? What ideas does he have, and what do you see him doing moving forward?
Well, first of all, kudos to Donald Trump. He is the only candidate. I don't mean in the general election. I'm talking about in the primary as well, the primary elections to choose a candidate. He's the only candidate that put a spotlight on these hell holes in the American ghetto, all run by Democrats in these cities all across America. So the first thing you have to do is recognize and admit it. And that's why I said the silence on this from, you know, the White House, from Mr. Or President, I should say, nothing to see here, Barack Obama, move along, and Loretta Lynch, from his adopted hometown, for heaven's sake. I find it quite remarkable. I find it quite astounding. So, what Donald Trump, the first thing he did was he said, hey, we got a problem here. That's the first step toward fixing anything, whether it be your health, whether it be your car engine. You recognize something, you know, the light goes on. You can't ignore this stuff. You got to say, hey, we got a problem here. We got to start to address this. So he did that. Now, that's step one. Step two is he started to support the work of the American police officer who are on the front lines of this stuff, who have to go out on a daily basis, put their lives on the line to protect and serve their community. The White House under President Obama has been an echo chamber for this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, where is Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they in Chicago protesting the black-on-black crime, the violence? Why aren't they protesting in Mayor Rahm Emanuel's house, demanding that he do something, put together some sort of plan to regain control of the streets and to stop the violence? Think about this. Nearly 800 people killed this year in Chicago, murdered, I should say, in Chicago alone, and over 4,000 people injured by gunfire. Think about that. That's more than the cities of L.A. and New York combined. This I find staggering. Yet, where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Where's CNN? Where's the Huffington Post? Where's MSNBC? They should have satellite trucks in the city of Chicago, daily reports on the violence, demanding that Rahm Emanuel do something, demanding that the governor, who's a Republican, by the way, newly elected, demanding that the state attorney general step in, demanding that the Department of Justice step in and do something to end this violence. But again, if you look at the statistics, above 80% of these murder victims are black. So we're talking about black-on-black crime. There's some dysfunctional cultural behavior that's going on that would cause somebody who you're having a dispute with to pick up a firearm and shoot you with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been at this for 39 years, folks. I've seen a lot. All right, I'm in an urban center myself, Milwaukee. We have high levels of violence here. So I'm not from some small town or some rural area where I don't see this and I don't recognize it. I do, but again, I've been providing the pushback here in Milwaukee as we release longtime criminals, as we have gone soft on crime here in the Milwaukee area. And you know who pays the biggest price for that? Not the professor in the ivory tower who comes up with the social engineering project, not the mayor, not the attorney general, not the council member, the common council. No, good law-abiding, poor black people, brown people, the elderly, they pay the highest price for going soft on crime. So I think the selection of Jeff Sessions to be the next attorney general, boy, I'll tell you, I was doing somersaults when I heard that, because he supports the police. He's done it as the attorney general in the state of Alabama. He realizes we have to lock these career criminals up. All this nonsense, the myth of black mass incarceration, which doesn't exist. You know, he doesn't believe in any of that crap. He's going to get in there and use, because these are local issues. All right, the White House can't solve urban crime. The U.S. DOJ cannot solve it. But they have resources that they can lend the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago and Milwaukee and New York, where murders up again as well, Baltimore, and they can use the federal code to send these career criminals for gun offenses, for being a felon in possession of a firearm, for street robberies, for these sorts of things, send them to federal prison, not state prison, federal prison for long periods of time. And by the way, Barack Obama just created a lot of space in the federal prison with his commutations of federal sentences.
That's a great point. Sheriff Clark, you are so good. And is there any, I hate to do this to you, and I'm putting you on the spot. I know you've got a busy schedule. Is there any way you can hang?
I've been on the spot before.
Can you hang with us just for about five more minutes? Because I would love to ask you a couple more things, and you're kind of on a roll right now.
Sure.
Oh, that is so generous of you. I really do appreciate it. I rarely do that, but it's just too good. Stay with us, please. Sheriff David Clark continues. I got some more questions about this and about how race plays an element, not in the crime, but in how the liberal elites and the left turn their back on this crime. Are they doing it because of their own racial prejudices? That's my next question for Sheriff Clark. But first, 845 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, Larry, we're keeping a close eye on 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, a 47-minute trip. Wow, that is jammed up for sure. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, watch out for an accident blocking the right lane, the police and the fire department there. 66 eastbound between 234 and the Beltway, 57 minutes. In Alexandria, Vermont Avenue between Hudson Street and Gordon Street, we have a water main break. The road is shut down. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here as we head on through our hump day. A little high overcast with clear sky around for the morning. Mostly blue sky this afternoon and to about 47 degrees, pretty close to average. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
46 degrees right now at 8:46. Sheriff David Clark continues with us. You know what traffic's like up there in the Milwaukee area, so once in a while we have to let people know how to get to work and get home here, sir. Let me jump in here where I just left off. You hear all of the outrage from the academic elites, from the political elites, from the media elites about Black Lives Matter and about a police officer involved shooting, and nine times out of ten those police officer involved shootings, when we get the facts, aren't nearly what we were first told it was. It wasn't some act of hatred or racism, but you're right, they're virtually silent when it comes to the crime that we saw in Chicago over the weekend. Is there racism there? I mean, I'm the last person to shout racism, but when you're concerned about a white man shooting a black person but you say nothing about a black person shooting a black person, it's almost as if you're saying, well, we can't expect them to do any better than that. This is expected. I mean, after all, they're incapable of not killing each other. Am I jumping in conclusions here, Sheriff Clark?
No, not at all. You know, the lowering of expectations for some of this behavior when it comes to my people, black people, is astounding. This would be, these expectations should sit well with any race, with any people, any demographic, any gender. Human behavior is human behavior. There's acceptable standards of behavior and there are unacceptable standards of behavior. But the problem is when these liberal elites, and that's who they are, and that's why, I named the New York Times, the Washington Post, the mainstream media. When I look at them, I look at academia as well. I know who the suspects are in this. Liberal academia, when they look at, especially academia, when they look at a black person, when they look at a black community, what they see is a social engineering laboratory. Mm-hmm. They look, and this is the racist, the racism that I think, where I think it plays a role here. They look at the ghetto and they say, there's a social engineering laboratory where we can try experiments. Like, black people are lab animals. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's try this experiment here. Let's try this program, this over here. And then when a program explodes, because it will, they just kind of, oops, and they kind of walk away, and no one's held accountable for this failed program. So, I look at this and I say the true racism is on the left. When a Democrat Party looks at a black person, they see only one thing, a reliable Democrat vote at election time. Other than that, they don't care about those people.
Well, Sheriff, what do you expect that's going to happen in Chicago with this new administration? Do you forecast changes? Do you think there's going to be an insistence upon changes? And what do you expect and hope those changes will be? And Chicago is just being, kind of the poster child right now of it, but it's urban crime in a lot of cities.
Well, first of all, like I said, the support of the American police officers shoots coming out of the White House. We won't have that echo chamber of Black Lives Matter, nasty, hateful rhetoric coming out of the White House. I think the Attorney General is going to have to do something. I believe these things should be solved and worked at the local level. And if you need federal help, you should ask for it. They have not, Rahm Emanuel and the police superintendent have not asked for federal help. And when I talk about federal help, they'll be asking for dollars. I'm not talking about dollars. I'm talking about resources of the Department of Justice to go after the criminal. But I believe that Jeff Sessions is going to be forced. He's going to have to. And I'm real sensitive to this when the feds start moving in, you know, like they're doing with these consent decrees against police departments when they're not being asked for their help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sensitive to that. But they're going to have to tell the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney of the, you know, Eastern and Western District of Illinois to put together a task force and start using the federal statute to go after these individuals. And when you put these people away for the longest period of time allowable by law, which we got away from for the last 10 years or so, once you do that, you will see a decrease in this sort of activity. But until Rahm Emanuel, first of all, Rahm Emanuel has to go. He has to go.
Well,
he's the one that withheld that Laquan McDonald case because he knew it might impact on his election. That is misconduct in public office. There should have been a state attorney general investigation after that was revealed, and there should have been a United States Department of Justice investigation against Rahm Emanuel for civil rights violation. He violated the civil rights of Laquan McDonald, not the Chicago Police Department.
Sheriff David Clark, we have to leave it there. We could talk to you for hours and would love to do so sometime, but at this point we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, though.
Thank you,
Sheriff.
It's
great stuff. And I know the people of Milwaukee County don't want to share you, but we would love to see you have a role in this administration and come to the nation's capital. Hopefully that'll happen. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
No surprise here. The more alcohol ads kids see, the more they drink. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For a while, we've known that kids who see ads for particular brands of alcohol are more likely to drink those brands, if they drink at all. What's new, though, a study now says these ads do make teens more likely to drink, period. The researchers at BU asked teenagers if they watched any of the top 20 most popular non-sports TV shows and how much they consumed of the 61 alcohol brands advertised during those shows. Underage drinkers who didn't see any alcohol ads drank about 14 drinks per month. Those who saw an average amount of alcohol advertising drank more than twice as much. Now, the good news is, parents, you're still the number one factor in determining whether your children drink or not. Make sure you have a discussion with your kids about what happens if they're caught drinking before they turn 21. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact on both the game and in their communities, and is considered one of the league's most prestigious honors. Each NFL team nominates one player for the award, and three finalists will be announced on January 22nd, with the winner being announced at the NFL Honors Award Show on February 4th. To learn about the 32 players nominated for this year's award, visit NFL.com/Man of the Year.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews. He's hidden. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Is what he is. That's what he is.
That's where. Route 50 eastbound, Maryland, approaching 97. We do have an accident blocking the left lane and the left shoulder, so be careful there. In Hyattsville, Martin Luther King Jr. Highway eastbound between Hill Road and Greenleaf Road, we have some midday road work picking up, blocking the left lane. In Columbia, Broken Land Parkway at Route 29, Columbia Pike, crash. Eastbound 66 at Nutley Street, an accident blocking the right lane. Police and the fire department on the scene. Mass transit on or near schedule. This report brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here as we head on through our hump day. A little high overcast with clear sky around for the morning. Mostly blue sky this afternoon and to about 47 degrees, pretty close to average. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 at 8:56.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tomorrow, Jake Tapper and Rod Wheeler. And sadly, we say goodbye to Jesse Jane Duff. Great having you sit in for Brian Wilson.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. I love it.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Up next is Steve Malzberg in for Chris Plant. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Larry. Good to talk to you. George Mitchell will be here. Of course, former U.S. Special Envoy for Middle East Peace. Talk about what's going on with Israel and the settlements in the U.N. And Trump derangement syndrome taken to new heights. Don't miss it. It's going to be good.
WMAL-FM.